News. I'm Russ Jones.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, here we go, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing Program. We're here ready to dole out more strategies with you. We thank you for joining us as always. And here with me today, once again, from Lucia Capital Group, the highly regarded, highly respected, greatly revered Professor Rick Plum, our brain trust advisor in chief. I'm Johnny Dean. Was I accurate?
I guess people have said that. I try not to say that about myself.
Oh, sure you do. You say it every day. We're going to start things off with some of your emails that have come in over the past couple of days. And actually, I think we may have some folks on hold. I got to check on that. If so, we will take the calls first and then perhaps the emails. But we'll be, of course, discussing some of the various topics that are important to you. Right around the bottom of the hour now, we're going to get into a discussion on required minimum distributions, RMDs. You've heard of these things. It's those mandated by law requirements that we take money out of our IRAs once we reach that magical, mystical age of 70 and a half. The fact that they're required means, of course, that there's no escaping the distribution. They are required. Maybe you need the money. I don't know. Maybe you don't. But hey, you know what? It doesn't matter. They are required. You got to take them out. Some tax strategies may come into play here. We're going to talk about that with Professor Plum, among other topics. That's coming up in just a couple of moments here. Now, in between all of that, at about 21 after the hour, we'll be joined by our lone financial planner, Steve Allendort. Steve is going to be talking about refinancing, what you need to provide when you're going to do a refi, and what you should be looking out for, among other things. So we'll get all that with you with Steve coming up here at 21 after the hour. You have anything else on your mind? Questions? Finance, strategy, savings, Social Security? You can call us right now, 877-PLANNER. Ask us your money questions. I missed it by that much. Ask us your money questions. That's 877-752-6637. You can also email us here in the studio, wealthed.com. You find the link that says find your answer on the upper part of the page. Of course, we'll take it from there. We've got a lot of things to get to here. Once again, want to remind you that Professor Plum is here, courtesy of the folks at Lucia Capital Group. You need a bucket strategy. You need one that's tailored to meet your individual needs. You can get in touch with Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Their phone number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Don't try to do this on your own. I will repeat that because you need the advice, the experience, the knowledge of the brain trust. Have somebody help you out. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. On the air, once again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We'll get to some of these emails in a bit, but we have some folks on hold, so we're going to take the calls first as we normally do on this program. Once again, 877-PLANNER. Professor Plum, let's move first to Bob this hour in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Bob.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you today?
Wonderful.
How can we help you, my friend?
My question is this. I have a car dealership here in Dallas, and I also just started day trading this year, and I'm going to have a whole bucket load of short-term capital gains. Do you fellas know any strategies to help me out with the taxes on those?
Have a bunch of losses, but as a day trader, you'll find those soon enough.
Well, I'm probably not going to have enough losses to make up for the capital gains. Yeah. I'm already way, way ahead.
Yeah. That's a good thing. I was being kind of sarcastic, but unfortunately, we haven't seen a whole lot of people do very well with day trading. You're obviously the exception to the rule. And unfortunately, one of the byproducts of success is taxation. And success at day trading creates short-term capital gains, and short-term capital gains don't have a preferential tax treatment. They have ordinary income tax, so it's going to go whatever the gains are, the net gains are for the year, just going to get piled on top of the rest of your income for the year, and you'll get the opportunity, the privilege of paying the taxes on that.
So there's just no way around it.
I don't know of any way. I mean, there are people that will sit there and tell you that you should create a business out of it and do a retirement plan with it, but that all that does is defer it and turn it into ordinary income regardless of when you take it out. And you got to pay for the cost of the of everything else. So it becomes more complicated, it becomes more tax or cost inefficient, and it actually creates a worse tax later on. So I don't propose doing that.
How much in gains are we talking about, Bob?
Well, $5,000 to $10,000 a day.
Yeah, that's not bad. So
I
count yourself lucky.
I just do the same thing. I just do the same thing over and over. I trade the mining stocks.
Okay, as long as you keep doing what you're doing, you'll give some to the government, but you're making a lot of money, and you'll keep most of it. And good luck to you. I mean,
all right.
Unfortunately, it's the way it is. I was talking with somebody yesterday. We were talking about different planning aspects, and tax planning comes up in a lot of the discussions we have with people. And he's never going to be in a low tax bracket. He has set himself up in a situation where he's got pension money. He's got
this person
a lot of
you were talking to.
The person I was talking to yesterday. And we both came to the conclusion that paying a lot of taxes is not the worst thing in life. It means we have a lot of income and we really enjoy it.
I just can't resist the money. And I figured I don't mind paying the taxes because the money's so good. They can have their cut. I'll have mine and we'll all be happy.
Just look at it as you're not making 10 a day, you're making 7 a day or whatever the number is. And if it's still good to you, you know, hey, if you really don't like making 7 net a day, at least you live in Texas, right? You don't live in California or New York.
Yeah, we don't have any state tax. You're right. It's good. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Wish we could be of more help, but, you know. I'll trade that. You know what? I'll take $10,000 a day.
You know, and if it gets cut down to $6,000 a day, you know, I'll complain all the way to the bank. And I probably would. if I could ever get it to the bank.
Day trading. I just have a, you know.
Well, we just don't see it work that often.
And yeah, it has always worked until it didn't for just about everybody. You know, we saw this a lot, of course, in the late 90s as people were able to start trading, you know,
well,
online.
And people mistook the idea that they were making money on stocks day trading. They mistook the idea that they were geniuses from the idea that the market was going up. They weren't geniuses. The market was going up. Now, our caller Bob seems to have found a way that even in a fairly strange market, he's found a way to make some money. So, I'll give him that. Now, the question is, why is Bob out there selling his secrets to everybody?
Well, because he's doing the right thing.
And he can make more money doing this than he can by selling it.
That's it. You see, anybody who doesn't know what they're doing and they just write books about it and tell you how you might be able to do it, just pay me first.
Right. And it was working for me up until the point that it didn't work, but I'll show you how to make it work. You know, I'm sure that the day trading, it takes him time. Or actually, he says he's got it pretty much under control. Why would he want to go out and sell his secret?
Well, no, he's not going to do that. So... all right, so now he was concerned, or at least at the start of the call, I thought, he was concerned about taxes. And the deal on this, Professor Plum, is short-term capital gains. You have two types of capital gains type tax treatment.
Right, and he's doing very short-term trades. It sounds like he's in and out every day. That obviously is less than a holding period of 1 year. And a holding period of 1 year is required to get the preferential capital gain tax treatment. So his tax bracket for his capital gains, it's still a capital gain. It's still eligible to be offset by capital losses, but the net effect is that if he has short-term capital gains, it's the same tax treatment as ordinary income, the same tax bracket, I should say, as ordinary income. He doesn't get the 0, 15, and ultimately 20% bracket. He has the 15, 25. Then, somebody out there may be saying, well, let's see if we can get him qualified as trader status, day trader status. In his case, he's got a daytime job. I mean, a full job. He owns a car dealership. That's his real job. I mean, although he's making pretty good money doing this. So it would be very, very difficult to say that he does this job, the hours he spends doing his day trading, is more than half the time he spends working. So you have to spend more time trading than you do at your other job to be able to, and more than, 750 hours a year, to be able to be classified as a trader. But even that doesn't avoid the gain. It just it changes the way you potentially account for things, and it allows you to do mark-to-market and some other accounting techniques. But the gain is still gain, and the gain is still taxed as ordinary income.
Yeah, and you talked about people who have set up different companies to sort of maybe defer the taxes where they don't pay it now, but ultimately it's still going to come out. Now, I suppose, you know, once you're retired, if you're in a lower tax bracket at that point, it might make some sense to do that. But
right, but he's got a regular job, so he may have a retirement plan there, which means he can't do the 401k type. He's going to have to do more of the defined benefit type. And at the income that he says he's showing, he probably could afford to do a defined benefit plan. But now you're paying a couple $1,000 a year, mm-hmm. you know, for the administration. You'll have ordinary income at some point in the future. You've got required minimum distributions. You've got very little control over it. So you're going to pay the taxes at the same, pretty much the same rate anyway. So why pay the extra money and deal with the required minimum distributions that will ultimately hit them with the retirement plan in this aspect?
Yeah, especially if you're putting in, you know, even if you're putting in, you know.
Well, the only reason you do it is to be able to put like $100,000 a year away.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe $200,000. If you're making $10,000 a day. Okay.
What is that? That's $50,000 a week?
Mm-hmm.
That's
a pretty good income.
$2.5 million a year just doing that?
What a shame.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
all right.
Give $1 million to the IRS. Only go to the bank with $1.5 million.
So I said, man, I'll do that all day, I suppose. I don't recommend doing that. I'm sure you don't.
Well, I don't have his system, but if I had his system, I would, I don't know what his system is. And unfortunately, like I said at the beginning, we just don't see the day trading work successfully very often.
The statistics
on day trading are horrible. 70% of the people that do it lose money. 70% of those people lose all their money.
You saw it work often back when the market was going
but
up.
Not long term.
That's what I'm saying. The problem is you can do it often for 5-6 months sometimes.
And it's a gambler's issue. The more we win, the bigger the bet. The bigger we bet, when it doesn't work, the more we lose.
Exactly. All right, 877-PLANNER. We excuse Professor Plum for one segment. We bring in Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner, to talk about refinancing. We'll be back with more Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how.
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart. The taste your car will love. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hey, welcome back. The music, of course, means, well, a couple of different things, but for us it means that our loan financial planner, Steve Allendorn, is here in studio with us every Tuesday, most every Tuesday, and you can reach Steve at this number, 888-563-1070, 888-563-1070, or loan, L-O-A-N, loanfinancialplanner.com. Welcome back, Steve.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks.
It has for us. Now, rates. I'm looking at rates. They're still pretty low. In fact, have they ticked down a little bit? Where are
we? You know, yeah, we've kind of been going up and down a little bit. I mean, 30-year, 3.3, 3.5, 7-year, 3%, 15-year, below 3. 30-year on the jumbo purchase, mid-3s, refinance, high 3, low 4s. 7-year on the jumbo, still, I think, one of the better products if you've got a higher mortgage, between 3 and 3.1. So, you know, that difference of a half point, three-quarters of a point on a large jumbo loan can make a huge difference in payment. And compared to a 30-year, whether it be 3.6, 3.7, or 3.8, and the way that you manage it is you take that lower interest rate and you pay it like you got the higher interest rate.
So that you're paying down principal.
Correct. So that if you still have that loan in 7 years, mm-hmm. your loan balance is significantly lower than making the normal payment.
Yeah.
So with whatever adjustment in interest rate, there's not going to be a huge change in payment. And it still may be less, even if the rate is higher at that 8-year period.
Because you've come down so much on your principal.
Correct.
And it's going to be refinanced in 7 years at whatever. When they refinance these 7-year loans, where are they? It's going to be whatever the stated interest rate is at the time.
A lot of it's going to be based on index and margin. So most mm-hmm. indices that are being used right now is the 1-year LIBOR. And then there's a margin, mm-hmm. which is standard between 2.25 and 2.5. So the LIBOR right now is probably, I think it's 1.6, 1.7. You take a 2.25 margin, add mm-hmm. those together, and so you're looking at maybe almost 4%
okay.
on an interest rate.
Now, what you said they should continue to pay, perhaps, if they have the 7-year jumbo, pay as if it were the 3.6 or the higher rate, whatever they can to get their principal down. There are people who would take advantage of this 7-year jumbo, saying, well, I can get in at 3%, 3.1 for the next 7 years. That's the only way that I'm able to afford this home. What do you say to people who say, I may still be here in 7 years, but I would like to take the next 7 years and figure out how to make a higher payment? Is that risky?
Well, you know, potentially and maybe not. I mean, it's a fully amortized loan, so it'll go into its adjustable phase.
Yeah.
So can the payment go up? Yes. But if you've had that savings for 7 years of $200 or $300 a month, and the rate at the end of the 7 years at 4.5 versus 3.6 or 3.7, if you would have gotten the 30-year up front, mm-hmm. you've had so much in savings in that period of time, it may take another 2 or 3 years to even out payments as if you had taken the 30-year up front. So I would say that in an upward interest rate market, which we don't know we're going to see.
We thought we would by now.
That a 7-year loan, mm-hmm. if you pay it like a 30, or at least put the money away so that when it comes time to change,
you have it.
You can make either a large principal reduction payment or have that money put away to make the larger payments. you're going to get a balance out in about 9 or 10 years. That now, would be a good range for that loan.
Remind me, on the 7 years, they adjust once or they just become adjustable after?
Annually.
Okay, so annual adjustment. So, okay. All right, so depending on where interest rates go. All right, now speaking of refinancing, let's talk a little bit about this. What you need to provide when you come to the table, you say, I want to do a refi.
Yeah,
what do I need to bring?
A lot of times people will go and they'll see ads and they'll call up and they'll get rate quote.
Yeah, I heard 2.1 on the radio today.
Yeah, but even if they, you know, whatever rate quote they get doesn't really make sense based on their scenario. In most situations, people go, okay, great, and they don't really realize that maybe they're paying way too much in fees. Maybe that they've had a loan that's 10 years old, and the person they're talking to says you're going to save $300 a month in payment. Boy, that sounds great, but when it all comes down to it, what you're saving in payment is the principal you're paying, and you may only be saving maybe $50 or $75 or $100 a month in interest, which is your true cost of your money.
Yeah.
So if it cost you $5,000 or $6,000 to get that lower rate, you're only saving $100 a month in interest. That's a long payback. That may not make sense. So, yeah, you've got the lower rate. Your loan balance has gone up because you've added the fees in the loan. You're paying down the mortgage less because there's less principal being paid down than on your current loan. And in 4 or 5 years, you may not be in a better position.
So the lower rate may not help you at all in that instance.
In that case. So for me, when I am talking with a client, I want to make sure that we're both on the same page and that we're looking and we know exactly what our cost is going to be, what our payment savings is going to be, what's just as important, how much are we saving in interest, how much is it costing us to save that interest, and what's your return on your money.
It always comes down to that, doesn't it?
For me, it comes down to the return on the money. Now, are there some people that it doesn't matter if they're only saving $100 in interest, that $300 in payment savings makes it so they can sleep better at night? That trumps everything.
Yeah.
Most people are looking for cost and return. So the smartest thing to do if you're looking to do a refinance is to supply the person that you're talking with your current mortgage statement. If you have a second or a line of credit, let them know that you have that.
Yes.
Whether you're going to decide to merge it in or subordinate it. I had a borrower that I went through the whole interview process, and when I got the title report, I noticed a line of credit. Now, there was a zero balance on it.
But
it changes the whole scenario. Now, luckily, because we were pulling cash out, he was fine with closing it. But when I first saw it, I was like, oh, my God, this could blow everything up or change everything drastically. So important to mention and provide documentation if you have a second or a line of credit. Provide a copy of your property tax bill.
For sure.
Especially if you have an escrow account, because we're going to be required to, based on the month you're closing, set up a new escrow account. How much are you going to have to put in to set up your new escrow account for taxes? And the same with your insurance. So you want to supply what's called either your declaration page or your insurance renewal notice, because that lets us know when it expires. Do we have to renew it? If you've got an escrow account, how many months do we have to collect? So that gives us the full scenario, what you have, what your current mortgage balance is, what your payment is. Your current mortgage statement's going to tell me what you're paying in payment and what you're paying in interest. Then we're able to calculate what your balance is going to be when we close the refinance. If you have an existing escrow account, we're going to know how much you're going to get back. So
which
that
is
might
nice.
Be an advantage to you, because you're also going to go a month without a house payment.
Yeah.
But again, once I have all that info, then we look and we choose a particular interest rate. Find out how much we're going to save you in interest, how much we're going to save you in payment. And then we look at calculating, what do we put back in the loan? Do we put in the one-time fees in the loan? Do we put the prepaids in the loan?
Yeah, that was always a question for me. We only got a minute or so, but that was always a question for me whenever I was doing the refi. Do I pay it now, or do I put it inside the loan? Your loan balance is going to go up a little bit.
Correct. So my normal recommendation, I mean, I have some clients that don't want their loan balance to go up, and they pay for everything out of pocket. If you don't want to pay your one-time fees out of pocket, go ahead and put that in the loan. But if you've got the cash to pay for the 1 month interest that you're going to owe, any taxes or insurance or an impound set up, because what I'm going to show you is that a month after we close, without paying the mortgage, you have 1 month without a mortgage, and getting the refund if you have an existing escrow account, in most cases, within 30 days, you'll get 90 to 100% of what you have to bring in to set up those new prepaids back in your pocket and not increase your loan amount up by that amount.
It works. I'll tell you what, if you want to get in touch with Steve Allendorf, you want to know about refis, you want to purchase all that stuff, he's our guy, our loan financial planner. You can reach him at loanfinancialplanner.com or just give him a call, 888-563-1070. Always fun, Steve. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Professor Plum rejoins us when we come back. Johnny Dean, 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing, coming right back.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr., on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
We're taking your phone calls, and we got some lines open right now. So give us a call with your money questions. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We do have room for you right now on the phones. Brain Trust standing by to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. 877-752-6637 or emails at our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. All right, so here's kind of the main topic, although we can talk about just about anything else this hour. Required minimum distribution. Now, there is the RMD, which is obviously the R meaning required. For people who are age 70 and a half, Professor Plum, whether you need the money or not, whether you knew it or not, you have to start taking money out of your retirement plan, your deferred tax retirement plans.
And it does catch some people by surprise still to this day that they don't realize how much they have to take out, or they think they have to take out a lot more than they really do. It is not a huge percentage, and for most people that have done their retirement planning and built it into their strategy, the income coming from their portfolio, most people need some income from their portfolio. The money, in many cases, that the person is taking out of their portfolio, the money's coming from an IRA, and that, in many cases, satisfies the RMD just on its own. But it's the individuals who have set up their life to either live off personal money or who don't need a distribution from the retirement plans or from any accounts, really. Those are the ones that get a little surprised by how much the taxation on the required minimum distribution could actually be. And it does, it is there. As John mentioned, the R is required.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is going to affect anybody that has traditional IRA accounts, pension accounts, profit sharing plans, things that any type of tax-deferred retirement account through work or an IRA, other than a Roth IRA, and it's going to have to be coming out at some point. And so just be aware of it. Now, I was mentioning earlier in the show, I was talking to somebody yesterday about tax planning for their retirement. They're 62 years old. They actually don't need any real big distribution. Depending upon whether they take their Social Security at 62 or wait until age 70, they're looking at, well, if I take my Social Security now, I don't need any money from my portfolio. And he or she has a decent-sized portfolio. Or if I wait until age 70, I need a little bit from my portfolio for now, but then once the Social Security kicks in at the much higher number at age 70, that's going to be more money than I need to live off of by, you know, a nice little margin, even when accounting for some inflation. So they won't need any distribution from their their accounts at that time. But the RMD is there. So what is their best course of action? But they're doing it. They're looking into this at age 61, almost 62, mm-hmm. where they have a chance. They have close to $1 million in tax deferred accounts between their plans at work and IRAs. And so, if they don't do anything, because they don't really need that much money, or even if they took some money out of it now, they'll still have $800,000 or $900,000 by the time they get to age 70. That's a $30,000, $32,000-ish. Required minimum distribution on top of everything else they have. So what they were thinking about doing was doing it today and doing Roth conversions and staying in the 25% income tax bracket. Now, this person was single, and I pointed out, well, by the time you get to your required minimum distributions, you're going to be in the 28% bracket on the entire thing anyway, so you might as well use the 28% bracket now. And by using the right amount of brackets, looking at, I'm going to pay 28% anyway, I'm going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
And who knows what happens with the tax brackets in the future, especially for the higher income taxpayer. They're considering doing much larger conversions over the next 8 years and basically whittling the tax deferred accounts down to maybe $100,000 by the time they get to age 70.
Yeah.
And really dramatically reducing the required minimum distribution. It's the same tax to them either way, unless government raises the tax rates in the future, maybe.
Well, you never know.
Some things, you know, means tested that currently aren't. Finds a way to, and this is what I think is going to happen with tax brackets. They're not going to go directly at the 15% bracket or something, you know. They're going to work around the edges and take away deductions, take away things for incomes over certain thresholds. You know, this individual I was talking to yesterday, they're going to pay more on their Medicare no matter what they do. Just their Social Security and pensions is more than the $85,000 single threshold. So they already know that they're going to pay more there. They're just worried that the other taxes are going to be raised in some other way, and they're going to get picked on around the edges, which is what Congress has seemed to want to do for people that are in the higher income tax bracket. So by creating the Roth conversions now, where we have a known set of taxation, most people that I've talked to don't believe taxation is going to get better, less expensive in the future for people in the higher tax brackets than it is today. Most people that I've talked to believe it's going to go higher, and this individual is in the same mind. So they're willing to maybe pay the taxes today rather than take their chances tomorrow.
877-PLANNER, our number, if you have questions, PLANNER. The whole point of this is that when you take required minimum distributions out, you don't have any choice, obviously, because they're required. This added income can put you into, first of all, a higher tax bracket than you expected, number one.
Right.
But it can also force your Social Security into taxation of some kind, which you hadn't counted on. So the idea is to perhaps look ahead 7, 8, 9, 10 years before you have required minimum distributions. If you've got a lot of tax-deferred money in IRAs and in 401ks, whatever it is, and perhaps figure out a way to get that money out of that tax-deferred environment early.
We were just looking at the Medicare premium increase, and the gentleman is 61, almost 62 years old. He's thinking that if he does the conversions now, yes, his tax bracket will go up, but for the next 3 years, he's not paying the additional Medicare because he's not on Medicare. So he'll only have the big additional Medicare from the conversions for 4 years, 5 years. And then after that, he'll only be in the first threshold of increase. Whereas if he doesn't, he's going to be in the first threshold for the next 5 years and then a lot higher threshold for the rest of his life.
Because of the required minimum distribution.
Because that's going to be a much bigger number, which is going to push him up. The means testing on the Medicare Part B and D is ratcheted up. It doesn't just, okay, you go over this number, it's a flat number forever. If you go over this number but you're under this number, you get a $40 increase. If you go up above, so it's progressive like a lot of things in taxes are. So the higher your adjusted gross income is, the more you'll end up paying for that Medicare Part B. So he's looking at, I'll suck it up for 5 years because, A, I truly believe that I'm going to live a long time. That's why he's waiting on his Social Security anyway. But then for the rest of my life, I'll be in just that first year.
What this necessitates, doing these Roth conversion strategies, though, Professor Plum, is to pay taxes now that you would not have paid. Well, you would have paid them later on. You would have probably paid a whole lot more. But getting people to say, okay, now look, you're age 62. You're going to have to pay your tax bill you thought for this year was going to be X. It's going to be X plus.
Well, that's what I did talk to him. I go, this is something that you're going to review each year because after you do the first one and you pay the taxes, you may not want to do the second one. You may say, you know, I'm still stinging from the taxes from last year. I'm not going to do it again. And that's something because a lot of it is emotional. Even though you know that you may end up paying more taxes in the future, that emotional aspect of paying taxes today really stings.
But ask your future self this. Ask yourself when you're 72, 73, and you're writing yet a bigger tax check than you would have at age 62 or 63 or 64, whether or not it was a right decision to make.
And, but a lot of this comes down to actually understanding that you do have these required minimum distributions and try to get an idea of how much they are. As I mentioned at the beginning, people are sometimes shocked by the amount of the required minimum distribution, both from a side, sometimes they say, wow, that's a lot more than I expected. And some people say, wow, that's a lot less than I thought. I thought it was going to be, you know, 10%, 20% of my, I thought I had to pay it down over 5 years. So understanding what the rules are allow you to then make rational decisions about what is happening with your financial life. I've heard people that are really, really worried about the required minimum distribution. They're 67, 68, 69 years old. And they're starting to really worry about the required minimum distribution, but they're already pulling money out of their IRAs to live. And the amount of money they're pulling out of their IRAs is more than enough to satisfy the required minimum distribution until they're about 93 as a percentage. And that's, so they don't have to worry about it. And there's a lot to be said about knowing that you don't have to worry about something. Taking that anxiety off your plate, that shouldn't have been there in the first place. Unfortunately, especially retirees that I've talked to, they like to worry. They don't like to, but they end up worrying about a lot of things that they don't need to worry about, because it's not going to affect them. But they hear about it all the time. They hear about how this is a, you know, an issue, and that's an issue, and this. How do we get away from all this? Well, proper planning. You've already done some of that in some cases. Mm-hmm. So let's just see what worries we do have to worry about, and can we do anything about it, and then move from there. And look at the ones we don't have to worry about, and move those off the plate and enjoy something else.
So the whole idea then, again, is to perhaps take some of that tax-deferred money well before you're required to take it out. Take it out now, pay some taxes on it now, depending on which tax bracket you're in. Put it into, do what's called a Roth conversion.
Yes.
Allow that money, because you want it to continue to grow. But now you allow it to grow tax-free, potentially. And, of course, how much of a required minimum distribution do you have to take out of a Roth?
Well, right now, there are no, for right. the owner of a Roth or the spousal beneficiary of a Roth, there is no required minimum distribution. But even if there was, and it was at least 5 years, it's tax-free.
Tax-free
it doesn't affect
anyway.
Anything. But right. at least today, we don't have any required minimum distribution if you are the owner of the Roth or the yeah. spouse of the owner of the Roth that is the beneficiary. Non-spouse Roths, beneficiaries, RMDs.
All right, 877-PLANNER. If you've got questions, we've got a few more things to talk about on RMDs. Who has to take them out? When do you have to do it? How much do you have to take out? And what about if your spouse is like more than 10 years older than you? 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back with more.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. LuciaCap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities. Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Hey, there's another hour just ahead in most cities across the country, so keep it right here for more of the best in money information. We'll have more to say on required minimum distributions next hour. Got a lot of emails to get to, and of course, your phone calls come first. Give us a call if you've got a money question. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Let's move along. We got three lines open. Let's move along next then to Larry in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Larry.
Guys, hi. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it. Wife and I have a little strategy on the RMD. I have to take out about 14.2, 14.4 every year. I'm over 73. She's still like 58 in a regular employee, W-2 employee. So what I'm doing, I'm taking part of that 6,500 that I take out since we're both of age. I'm taking 6,500 of that and plucking it into a Roth, into her Roth. So I just take it, put it in my bank, then send it over and put it in her Roth. Also, if I do that, can she also take for her regular IRA an additional 6,500 or just one or the other?
No, it's the limit for IRAs for somebody 50 years of age or older is 6,500. And that's a combination of traditional or Roth IRA. So she is limited to 6,500. She can do 3,500 into one and 3,000 the other, or any combination, but between IRAs. Now, you're 73. You cannot do a traditional IRA contribution, but she has earned income. She could do a Roth IRA for you.
So I could give her a check and then she could send it back into my Roth.
Yep.
I'll be darned. So that's 13K total.
Yes.
Okay. Also, then we also take the rest of that up to that 14, 15 that I have, that I have to take out every year. We've got three rentals. I use that to pay taxes, any improvements and stuff like that, because that goes right back into a depreciable dollar.
Right. I mean,
so that's the way we're handling that Roth. I take it all the way out of the Roth, or out of the regular IRA, and then use it for her Roth number one, and then rental stuff.
It doesn't matter. I mean, at that point, where the money comes from to put into the rentals, it doesn't matter. It's coming from your checking account. You took your required minimum distribution. That's step one. If you put it into your account, your required minimum distribution is done. That's over with. We don't even think about it. Now, what can we do with the money that's in your checking account? Well, we could put $6,500 into her Roth IRA. We could put $6,500 into your Roth IRA, and we can do some work on the rental properties. The big question then becomes, what is your current taxable income, and do you have room in your current taxable income bracket to take even additional money from the required minimum distribution? So you're taking 14.4 out. Maybe you could take out 24.4. 14.4 is your required minimum distribution. It goes into your checking account. The other 10 gets converted to a Roth IRA, reducing the ultimate use of the RMD over time.
Okay, got it. Okay, next question on Social Security. I'm already claiming it, of course. I get about $2,150 per month. She didn't get into the Social Security world till like her late 40s, early 50s, because her prior job was, the guy didn't take anything out. It was sort of a small company or a private individual. And then she worked for Colorado Para. All the retirement went into there, which didn't qualify for Social Security. So she's worried, if I pass, let's say like the old boss used to say, I got hit by a Mack truck. And if I'm getting that $2,100 now, what does she get from my Social Security that I'm currently getting $2,150 from if I died tomorrow?
Well, if you died tomorrow, she's too young to get anything from your Social Security.
But after 62 or 65 60, or 66?
After 60, if she's no longer working, then we have to look, because working will make her ineligible. She's making probably more than $16,000 a year. She has the earned income offset all the way up till 66. So now we have to look at what is her pension going to be? If she's not receiving her pension, she's entitled to the spouse or the survivor benefit. But once she starts receiving her pension from an employment where she did not pay into Social Security, now she's got the government pension offset from your survivor benefit. How much is her pension going to be?
Yeah.
How much?
We don't know that.
I mean, like $5,000 a month, $500 a month?
She's not getting any company pension at all.
Well, she will at some point in the future.
Okay. From the para thing, it's going to be very minor. It's going to be $1,500, $1,800 a month at max. So she was only 3 or 4 years there also.
So let's say it's $1,800 a month. Let's just play worst case, the higher number, better for her on the pension, not as good for her on the Social Security. She will lose an amount of your Social Security equal to 2/3 of her pension. So if it's $1,800, she'll lose $1,200 a month of your pension when she becomes eligible for both.
Okay. But as long as she's still working, that's a key thing there. But
yes,
let's say she quits working at 66,
okay,
and she only has $1,000 a month of pension, then she gets basically only 2/3.
She loses 2/3. So she gets her $1,000 a month pension. And then so 2/3 of that is $667. I want to say the other one. So the first 667 of the 2150 you're currently getting would be wiped out. She'd get the rest of the 2150. If she wants to keep working after 67, she could continue to work after 67, and there's no earned income issue. The earned income issue only goes up to full retirement age, her full retirement age being 67. We've got a lot of things going on. First off, don't die. Watch out for those Mack trucks, and look both ways crossing the street. And let's put this decision issue off for many, many, many years.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You guys are really helpful.
Thank you for the call, Larry. I appreciate it. Yeah, he's got a lot of things going on here. Now she's he's 73,
and she's 56.
Right. So there is that large difference right there. In ages. So the planning is a little bit different in this case.
Well, we have to look at, an expected longer survivor life. She has a pension from work where she did not pay into Social Security. Mm-hmm. Because of that, she will not be eligible for the entire amount of Social Security that she's receiving, either from her own work record or from his work record as a survivor.
Right.
And so we have to look at how we're going to plan for that and make sure that we have enough assets to supplement those incomes when that event happens. It's unfortunate, but it's likely that she will be a survivor and probably for a number of years, a long time.
Now, we only got about 30 seconds, but the pension will play a little bit of a role here.
The pension is from an employment where she did not pay into the Social Security system. So that does have an issue with the Social Security that she's going to receive. Her own Social Security will be reduced a little bit. Mm-hmm. The spousal Social Security will be reduced by an amount equal to 2/3 of her pension. So we need to know what her pension is, or will be, to know what the offset from his Social Security benefit is going to be. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether it's a spousal benefit or a survivor benefit, it's going to be offset by 2/3. But it's not offset until such time as she actually starts receiving
her
pension.
She has to be getting the pension, right. All right, we're out of time. If you need the brain trust, and I mean Professor Rick Plum or any of the advisors from Lucia Capital Group, you want to talk to them off the air, their phone number goes like this, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors about your situation. Get your bucket strategy squared away. Another hour is just ahead. Stick around for more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.